Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. It is Music Monday, my darlings. It is going down super bad, Independent artist Azan is on air tonight, and Lady Coco, I got two dynamite power pack sisters. I'm telling you, they coming packed and loaded and ready to throw down on tonight. Listen, it is going down on today. It is Monday, broadcasting live from Windy City. It's mostly clear, about 38 degrees. November 14th, 2022, 8:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, 9:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. Listen, we got two different flavors, and I'm sucking down this. Oh, drinking on both of them up in here. Cluck, 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 cluck. Listen, I got natural vanilla with the Gumba Gold, natural coconut with the Gumba Silver. Listen, you can shop and get your Gumba Rum, too, at GumbaRum.com, baby. It's the smoothest rum in Boston. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump. Listen. Pow. I want y'all to go on over to Facebook. Use keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. Who's going to be listening to this music up in here? Better know it, babe. We're rocking and rolling up in here with independent artist Azan. Listen. Steve Gunn was just trying to pull out my teeth. Listen, see, when you drink Gumba Rum, anything is bound to happen. Listen, now, I went to the dentist the other day, right? They working on the right side first. Got that done. Listen, got to do the left side next week. So, listen, Steve Gump thought he would come up in here and do it and take care of it himself. He don't know what he's doing. He ain't got no drill. He ain't got nothing else. He ain't got no laughing gas. Ain't got no Novocaine. Now, how is he going to work on my teeth with none of the things? I'm telling you what's true up here. Listen, let me get rolling. I got some hot music on tonight. Can y'all tell I got some hot music? Oh, it is going on tonight. This lady is super bad. You know, she got millionaire music. Y'all know I always talk about millionaire music. Well, listen, prime example tonight, Lady Coco is going to be on the same baby, and independent artist Azan. Independent artist. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Do y'all know it's an independent artist takeover? Y'all better know. Y'all better check this out. Listen, millionaire music. It is going down and going on tonight. This sister is bad, and she knows how to rock the mic. The first one is going to be love. You know, we all need some love. We can't exist without love. You know, people that think they don't need love, I don't know what's the matter with them. They walking around with empty heads. I think that's what it is. You know, people that walk around think they don't need to be loved. They just want to be, you know, going with everybody and doing whatever. You know, something is wrong with their head. Their head is empty. You know what it really is? Their head is filled with helium. That's what it is. Helium. You know what I mean? Because they just floating all over the place and don't know where they're going. So listen, first song coming up is called Love. Y'all check this out. Azan.
Big
Let me tell you, she got it going on. She got it going on. That is super bad and sizzling hot, my darlings. Listen, she is a singer of yesteryear. You hear what I'm saying up in here? She is like a mixture of Chaka Khan and Natalie Cole. She really is. She really is. She got it going on. She got the sauce. You know what? She is dripping in gold and silver, darling. That voice is like, oh! You know what I'm saying? I wish I could do what she's doing. Listen, let me tell you something. She could stand up on the stage and sing from this morning to tonight. You hear what I'm saying? Without even getting tired. She just that talented. Come on up in here. I got another one by this sister. Listen, let's roll with it. Let's roll. Let's roll. Let's roll. Got some hot stuff on tonight. Now, listen. This one is Won't What I Want. Now, listen. I'm taking this song for my anthem because I'm the kind of girl, I want what I want. You know what I mean? Now, listen, I only want what I want when it's good for me. Now, listen, I don't want anything that ain't good for me. You hear what I'm saying? Now, listen, I spent, you know, mama always got a life lesson. Here comes a life lesson, okay? Now, listen, I was trained as a licensed life coach by Monique Carradine. She was a reporter in Windy City in Chicago, Fox 32 News. She was a journalist as well. She trained me many years ago as a life coach. Now, let me tell you, I got that on out the way, okay? So listen, y'all. This song, Won't What I Want. Now, I'm that kind of girl. That's my anthem song because I always want what I want when I want it, when it's good for me. See, listen, I spent my 20s and part of my 30s doing things that I wanted but was not good for me. So listen, when you get older, and listen, I will hope by the time you get in your 50s, before your 50s, really, your 40s, you know, if you haven't understood it or got to it in your mid-30s, you're falling behind schedule. You're falling behind schedule. See, listen, wisdom is really supposed to kick in, right? In your late 20s. It should kick in around your late 20s because, listen, sometimes you're a wild child. It depends on what kind of soul you are, what kind of spirit you got. And listen, I wanted what I wanted. It didn't matter if it was good or not for me. Let me tell you something. When you are younger and you make choices in life that are not good for you, it will show up in your 30s and your 40s and sometimes in your 50s. And you probably say, well, why is that? Because when you make choices and decisions in life based on what you want, you know, according to your flesh and your feelings, what you did in your 20s, that decision and the decision in your 30s that wasn't good for you, it shows up in your 40s. Because why? You ain't learning no lesson. You're not learning how to make wise decisions. You're not learning how to make wise financial decisions, right? And so listen, when you do those things, when you do things that are not financially wise, it's going to show up later. You know what? Because you're going to set your clock back. Let me give you a prime example. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. And then I'm going to play the song. Long ago, when I was working, I always had really great jobs. And it was one thing God always blessed me with, very well jobs. And let me tell you something. When I was working at the universities, somebody came in and says, you know, you need to invest in your retirement plan. You need to invest in your retirement, your 401k. Listen, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. I was young, and I loved to do what I wanted to do with my money. So I did not invest in the 401k. And they were telling me, yeah, you should really do these things and set this up because when you get to be 65 and 70 years old, this is what it's going to add up to. And I was looking. I'm like, well, that's down, bro. I ain't got it right now. So let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I did. That decision, that I made early in life in my 20s and 25 and 30, it shows up later in life because the financial decision I made then, I don't have that money, right? I don't have it in my pocket right now. So you know what I did? Later in life, I decided I'm going to set these things up. And so I did. I decided, well, I'm going to set these things up financially. So I'm like, yeah, okay, well, I'm a little late on the schedule, but I'm going to do this now because I want some good things to show up later on in my lifetime. So listen, that is what I'm trying to tell you. When you do things that you want, right, and it's not good for you, it shows up later in life. So I want you to get that. So here is the song, Want What I Want. Now get this out.
Baby, I might be a little bit selfish, but I want what I want. And what do I want? Well, when I want it, and I won't stop till I get it with you.
beautiful, that's what you are to me. Don't break my heart. I want what I want when I want it, and I won't stop till I get it with you. I want what I want when I want it, and I won't stop till I get it with you. Your mind more than enough, way more than enough. It's something about your vibe got me all warm inside. I'm all wrapped up, and you know. Is it your hair, or maybe it's the fragrance that you wear that's got me stuck? To me, don't break my heart.
I know you are.
Simply beautiful, that's what you are to me. Don't break my heart.
Hold up. Heartbreaker, breaker, 1-9. I see it in his brown eyes that I done sold his heart, and he know he better not break mine. He gon' have to take mine. I just want what I want, and when I want it right now. Show me what you're talking about. Baby, can you make me believe it? Got me singing when I leave him. Love is king and I be queen, and so it don't stop. Cause I'ma always get what I want when I want it, and I'm out.
Yes, 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 yes. Y'all know what? That is a top chart bussing song. It really is, Billboard. Let me tell you something. That's a stepper's cut, too. It really is. That's a stepper's cut. You can really get down doing some stepping off of that song. It is hot. She got some good stuff, baby. Let me tell you, I got some Lady Coco, listen. Up in here, it is ladies' night. Listen, it is Monday night, ladies' night, all night up in here because these ladies are ice, right? They are ice. Listen, these ladies so cold, ice cubes wouldn't even melt on them. You know what I'm talking about. You know ice cubes supposed to melt, right? Well, they so cold and they so boss and they so ice. You put some ice on them, the ice cubes ain't going to melt. Show them nothing. No, they don't know. They are hot. Listen, I got this about Lady Coco, y'all. Check this out. I'm going to need some more.
Down inside my core, you don't have to fight this.
telling you, Lady Coco is boss. That song is boss. I'm gonna need some more. That song is boss. I am telling you. I mean, we got some iTunes top chart making music on tonight. It's all about millionaire music. Both of these ladies, I am telling you, are sizzling hot, my darlings. And when I talk about millionaire music, you guys that may not have heard me talk about millionaire music, you know, music is business. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about business. We got to market it right. We got to advertise it right. We have to have our product together. We have to be professional, right? Listen. And I've been thinking about millionaire music. A lot of times people don't understand the communication that it takes in business, in entertainment. You know, we can't just – there's a lot of artists that just think they can just sing and be good at singing. Yeah, you got to be good at singing. But if you don't understand business or marketing, you know, you got your team. If you don't have a team together, you want to make sure you get a team together. That should go without saying. But sometimes you got to say these things. Listen, because when you walk in a boardroom, you got to be able to sit down and negotiate, right? You got to be able to negotiate over numbers. You have to be able to negotiate artistic styles, what you want in your music. You never know where your music is going to bring you to. Listen, and if you do your music right as a business and a brand, it brings you millionaire music. And the millionaire music comes from different streams of income, right? So your money comes from your music. It comes from your clothing line, like I said with Lady Coco. Clothing line all over the place. Listen, she's a dynamic woman. She can bring in money from her music, of course, nice money from her music, and nice money from a nice clothing line that represents her brand. Listen, I see her with a clothing line that's just phenomenal with the great pressed jean jackets, and I'm telling you, it could be really classic because she's a really classic lady, but then you can have that rough appeal. So listen, her clothing line could be a lady appeal because she's really classy and then rough appeal. So listen, with millionaire music, once again, it's your music, and then it's another stream of income. It can be clothing line. It can be jewelry. It can be makeup. Look, I'll use myself for an example, right? You know, I always use my – I'm very transparent, right? So my millionaire music, my thing is this. I believe in multiple streams of income. I do not survive off of just one paycheck, right? So listen, music, we have podcasts, we have radio shows, we have television shows. Listen, okay, so another one is – Fight for the Family, which I am executive producer of Fight for the Family. That's another stream of income. So listen, they don't all start off at the same pace, right? Fight for the Family is my baby. I love it. I love it. I love it. And guess what? It is building, right? And so it's going to be a stream of income that brings in, what, $500,000 later down the road. Now we have the Fierce Men Network, and it brings in a certain number of income. Now listen, and then there is paid partnerships with makeup companies, right, that brings in another stream of income. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Listen, so that's the way it goes with millionaire music. All right. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. So listen, artists, when you do your music, you're representing your brand. Listen, you know, I keep talking about Snoop Dogg. I just love man. Listen, I don't like his weed smoking. Let's get real up in here. So listen, he has multiple streams of income. The man does everything, and he never stops. He's like a dynamo. He's the tiniest little dynamo I ever seen. So listen, he's got food lines. He's got clothing. He got his Gucci line, of course, you know, and his music, his cookbooks, and all those things. So listen, that is what it's about, your brand, representing your brand, having your brand out there with a certain, you know, a certain feel. You got to be professional, and don't just put anything out there, because listen, the first thing that you put out there when you start, people will remember that, and they'll look back and say, oh, that's how you started, okay, all right. So listen, you got to do it good, do it right, baby. Make sure every step is done the best to your ability, and if you can't do it the way you really want to do it, get some help, ask some friends, ask somebody that you know that can do it and help you out. So right, I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time, my darlings. I'll be back on tomorrow. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.